Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Yes, 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 and yes, better days are coming. That is by the gospel singer known as DeAndrea Johnson. Good evening and welcome back to another Wednesday night Throne Room Wednesday. This is our hour of power, prayer, and praise with the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Yes, we are back another Wednesday for prayer here in the Alpha Valley studio. We are just so elated that you guys are eligible again to join us for another Wednesday night. Tonight is Wednesday, March the 22nd, 2023. Can you believe that we are literally 82 days into the year already? Wow, my wow. 82 days already apologize for the cough. 82 days already into the brand new year. This is amazing. So we're just so elated that you guys could join us another Wednesday night. If you are listening in Radio Land via the internet, if you are listening in Radio Land, any and every type of way that you listen to our broadcast, we want to let you know we do have a call-in number tonight. Our call-in number is for the United States. The area code is 818-668-5428 is our call-in number for Throne Room Wednesday. And when you call in on the broadcast, you are eligible to press the one button to be on the air to receive your prayer from Dr. Moore tonight. And we are so elated again that you, excuse me, are eligible to be here with us tonight here on the air at Blessings by Grace Radio. We have literally in October, we are going to have been in the month of October. That will have put us 13 successful years that we have been in the broadcast here at Blessings by Grace Radio in the Apple Valley Studio with Dr. Moore. And we could just be so much more elated you're here with us tonight. And now it is time for Inspiration Wednesday. So tonight I wanted to talk about what it means for the scripture out of the King James Version Bible, KJV, John 14:2. When it's, and this is the, it says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have not told you that. And where I am going, I'm going there to prepare a place for you." Now, I know we've all heard this when we go to church. Our pastor, our bishop, ministers, they all say that. "In my Father's house, there are many rooms." And it also states that where he's going to prepare a place for us. Now, let's just get into this Inspirational Wednesday, because this is a really awesome topic. Now, Jesus was comforting his disciples. He was confirming with them, and he was preparing them because he was going to leave them to go into ascension. He was going to go to glory, so he wanted to prepare them before he was to leave. Now, seeing that his disciples, they were in a disarray at the thought of losing him, he assured them that not only would he return for them, but that he had a wonderful place where they would be with him in glory. Now, this could be a bit of a mystery, but Jesus gave us all a great hope. He let us know that he was going to prepare a place for us. Now, Jesus, who knew us, who knows us now, he loves us. He took a piece of himself. God himself took a piece of himself by sending his only son to save us so that we could be with him forever. Now, this was told to be for the disciples. Now, you may be wondering, who are the disciples? The disciples were Jesus' chosen 12. They were close to him. They were in his circle, his inner circle. And he explained to them that he was going to prepare a place for them as a way to give them comfort. And we should all know that because Jesus did prepare this place for us, that we all can have comfort in knowing that when he comes back for his ready church, that we're going to be able to go to that place with him that he has prepared for us. Now, the Bible does use a lot of symbols. The Bible does use a lot of parables. They use language to describe what the afterlife could look like. And there's a ton of different scholars that try to define the nature of it all. But the Bible and God is always going to be a mystery that no matter how we try to unravel it, God is always going to give us different meanings and different interpretations. Now, if God had wanted us to be able to absolutely define the place, he would have described it for us to have a clear depiction and a clear definition of it. With that being said, what we know from Scripture, that is enough to show us why we would want to go to that place. Now, here, it is enough to say that it's a perfect place that will have us in perfect peace. And it was uniquely designed for us. Let me tell y'all this. So in the olden days, there was so much sin and disarray and dismay that God destroyed the first world by water. As y'all know from Noah building with the ark. Okay. it was still, after that, there was Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction because of all the disobedience and disarray, that God decided, I love my people, the ones I created, and I want them to have a second chance, because after Adam and Eve dealing with the serpent, after all the defeat, disarray, and confusion with the Tower of Babel, with them still being disobedient, and Noah doing the ark and it rained 40 days and 40 nights to destroy the land, then you have Sodom and Gomorrah, that land got destroyed. Even after all that, you have disobedience, that God took a portion of himself, created his son, Jesus, to come down here and to die on the cross for a dying world that absolutely didn't deserve the greatest gift of all, but he gave it to us regardless. In addition to that, we can say from John 14 and 6, Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the light. And the only way to get to his Father's house is through him. So without that, you're not going to heaven without accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not. I'm sorry if you thought you were, but you are not. Now, another and perhaps simultaneous possibility is that Jesus was not only talking about a dwelling place in heaven, but about pouring out his Holy Spirit on the church. He's preparing them to be in the house that is a mansion. Like they say, he's preparing a mansion with many rooms. Now, God's people saw the temple as his house, as they should see, and they would soon come to understand that they were the new temple for God. In this respect, not only do we have a place in heaven, but God has a present place in us. That's why they say, knock and the door will be open. That means when you open your heart to Jesus, are you going to let him in? Now, just real quick in my closing, because now we're closing, breaking down the key parts of John 14 into number one, my Father's house has many rooms. Jesus is referring to God as his Father as well as he is our Father. Now, Jesus is referring that his Father resides in heaven, which is an actual place. Though where this heavenly dimension, it can remain a mystery because no one on this earthly good has ever saw heaven. Now, God may have revealed to you, he may have shown you a glimpse, but nobody has been in heaven and came back here on the earth. But in a real way, God does have a house with a place for his people. Now, this should be a great comfort to everybody who belongs to Jesus. At the same time, his dwelling place is in the many rooms that are in his church. So right now, God says we're two or three, so he'll be a God in the mix. He's talking about we're like-minded Christians joined together to worship him. That is the church. The church is a physical building that we have deemed as a necessary healing place where we can be together, two and three, assembling and worshiping. And then finally, number two, if it were not so, I would have not told you that I'm going to prepare that place for you. Jesus has never lied. Now, let me tell y'all this in my closing. Jesus is the only man to ever walk the planet to have never made a mistake. He's never lied. He's never been a false witness. He's never given us the assumption, or he's never given us the predication or the perception that anything he said is not accurate. Now, Jesus has never lied. And it seems that he told us about this place before, in which this way that Jesus wanted us to be comforted in knowing that he has prepared this amazing place for us. So we have something to look forward to. And I thank you guys for listening to the inspiration. We are breaking down a little bit of St. John chapter 14, verses 2, which says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions or many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have not told you. Where I'm going to prepare a place for you. So remember, if you're on the Lord's side tonight and you stay on his side, the winning side, you're on the winning team, there is a place he has prepared for you. It has many rooms. And where he is, there you may be also too. And now tonight, you can get your prayer request in. You can have your conversations, your prayer requests, your prayers, support, your testimonies, and everything else taken to the throne of grace tonight. Dr. Moore is in the Apple Valley studio, and he's ready to pray with you now. God bless you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer warrior of tonight,
the Honorable Incomparable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight coming on back to you. Amen. In Apple Valley, you have just heard the words of inspiration come from, amen, our sister Kitasha tonight. And we always say we pray God, amen, that she's saying something that is encouraging to you, to boost you just a little bit more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad. Let us be glad and let us rejoice therein. My brothers and sisters, tonight, this night is prayer time. Amen. You can touch, amen, Jesus tonight, just like the little woman did, amen, for 12 long years. Amen. She was sick. Praise the Lord. But she just touched the hem of his garment and said, amen. If I can just touch him tonight, if I can just touch him tonight, and I want you to erase that if and say, I'm going to touch Jesus tonight. I'm going to touch him tonight. And I know I will be made whole. Hallelujah tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm just so elated and excited, amen, about the word of God and knowing that Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our healer. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. If you're going to get healed tonight, amen, it is through Jesus Christ. It is through hope. It is through faith, amen, in Jesus tonight. My God, I'm just imagining in my mind tonight, you out there in Radio Land that are listening tonight, if we all could just give God some praise before we ask him to do something for us, if we just could lift our hands up together right now and give the Lord some praise for what he has done and what he's going to do right now, I want to say, man, we can break the yokes of Satan tonight. We can break the bonds of Satan tonight. If we just give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God tonight, amen. I'm just excited, amen, about the word of God tonight. Amen, amen. Jesus says, amen. Give us this day, our daily bread. We need some daily bread. Don't look for no monthly bread. But look for today. Look for the Lord to supply, amen, your needs today. Amen. You may be going through something right now, some difficult. You may be in your sickness right now. But give us this day because we don't know what he has on tomorrow. Amen. We don't know how he's going to bless us the next day. Praise the Lord. So we're giving God the praise. Amen. This day. Yeah. Get on that telephone tonight. Call Dr. Moore, and we will take your request along with you to the throne of grace. We want to hear from you, praise the Lord. Write us a, amen, send us some kind of email, praise the Lord, a voicemail. Let us know, amen, that you're hearing us tonight. Praise the Lord, because this time is precious. This time is precious, and I know the Lord is answering prayer. Yes, I know he's answering prayer. And you know, God don't have no respect for the person. I like that tonight. God don't have no respect of a person. Praise the Lord. What he have done for one, he'll do for the other. Get on that telephone tonight, amen, and call your friends and tell them, amen, Dr. Moore is on the air tonight along with the staff here in Apple Valley, and we want to take your requests along with you to the throne of grace. We want you to be healed. We want you to be delivered tonight by the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't do it. Amen. The Bible says, amen. Peter, amen, and John was on their way, amen, into the temple to pray. And there was a man that was lame from his mother's womb. And he was there begging for some help. My God, brother, amen. Peter looked upon him and said, silver and gold have I none. I know what you're looking for, but what you're looking for, I got something better for you. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it to you. Amen. Such as I have tonight, I will give it to you. That is the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. That can cure all manner of sickness and disease tonight. Put your trust in the Lord tonight with me. Amen. As we break some barriers down, tear down some strongholds tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And let God's name be glorified. If I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Help me to lift him up tonight. Help me to lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. I know we're going through. I know we're going through. The battle is not given to the swift. Amen. Not to the strong, but he that what? Endures to the end. Hold out, children. We are near the end. We are near the end of this age. Hold out. Sickness will be a bliss in a minute or two. We go into a place where there will be no more sickness. But pray. Pray, amen. Pray. Hallelujah to the host Shandalab Isana. And God will count on the strong host tonight. Amen. You know, your prayer, your effectual prayer prevail as much. Great men of God has always found prayer to be their greatest source of strength. We must learn the art of real prayer if we are to become successful as Christians. Pray till you come through tonight. Pray till something happen within your inner being tonight. We got to pray, amen, till we get a breakthrough. Dr. Hoshanda, my God, in the name of Jesus tonight. Get on that line tonight, amen. And let us, amen, get ready to take your prayer request along to the throne of grace. It is commanded, amen, to pray. To pray. A man must always, come on, children, think of it tonight. A man must always pray. And don't quit. Don't faint. Don't stop at this hour because, amen, darkness is all around us, amen. Just beyond the darkness, amen, is a glorious life. Keep on praying. We're going to get rid of one of these lines. Praise the Lord. And if you have a testimony where the Lord has done something for you, has delivered you, or you being delivered, amen, from something, let us know tonight. The world needs to know that Jesus is still healing. And he's still delivering. And I don't care how low you have lived in life, Jesus can wash your sins away. Though your sin may be red and scarlet, Jesus says, I can make them whiter than snow. So don't give up on yourself tonight. Because Satan beat you up, amen, Jesus can pick you up.
Amen.
Yes. The lines are open tonight. We're going to take our first call of the night. Amen. Because the effective verb and prayer of a righteous man or a righteous woman prevail as much.
And don't forget, if you're on Facebook really quickly and you are watching the live broadcast and you have a prayer request, please type it in the comment section so we can still pray for you. First caller from 323-453. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
God bless you.
Yeah,
God
you too. Yes, I'm praying for my grandson.
All right.
He needs prayer real bad. He's going through something.
Which one of them, Mother?
Isaiah. Teacher's
son. I got you.
Yes.
God bless you. I got
okay.
you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to pray for him.
Okay.
All right. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, this grandmother is praying for her grandson. And we know, Lord Jesus, these young people that's in their youth. And sometimes it's a little hard to get across them. But I know your blood is sufficient right now. Ever what he's going through it, bring him to himself. Bring him to himself. Lord, because prayer is going to Isaiah tonight. You know how to change it. Grandmother is praying for him. Mother is praying for him. Bishop is praying for him. The church is praying for him.
Yes, I ask
you tonight, Lord, and fix it for him in the name of Jesus. I know he don't understand right now, but bring it to understanding. My God, my God, we hold him up before you right now. My God, and your blood is sufficient for us. In our weakness, your strength can make it perfect. Thank God for Mother Jackie tonight. Keep her strong tonight. Keep her with one mind and one accord and done your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you, Mother.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, our next caller, from 323-209. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, hello.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. I'm standing in agreement on the prayer requests that my mom has set forth for my son, Isaiah. He's suffering from a severe mental illness, and I pray instead of him picking up a bottle, he pick up Jesus and pick up a Bible.
Father, who shall yes, sir. My God, Sister Tisha, we're standing on faith tonight, and this is a continuing prayer that is rolling on, and I don't be kissing the Moshanda. Bring him to obedience, Lord. Bring him to obedience. You know how to bring Isaiah to obedience. Lord, but do it in love, my God, but bring him to obedience. His soul needs to be saved. His soul needs to be delivered.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
only
Lord,
you
Lord.
Know how to do it, Lord. We bring him before you right now. When the little boy was casting himself in the fire, nobody was able to help him. Jesus said, bring that child unto me. My God, we bring an Isaiah unto you right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
show the weakness up. We ask you to heal him, Lord. Deliver him, Lord. Give him a set mind of peace. That disturbed mind that he have right now. I believe he should I bust it in the name of Jesus. I take a fire over it by the blood of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
My God, we touch it in the green right now as one, one mind and one accord in the name of Jesus. Work it out,
yes,
and we
going
to give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. My God, my God.
In
keep
Jesus
giving praise
name.
And glory in Jesus'
yes,
name
hallelujah.
For your son, and we're going to continue
yes,
to hold
hallelujah.
Him up in Jesus' name. Thank you,
Thank
Sister
you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Okay, Bishop, from our Facebook chapter, Carlos Reyes Ochoa, the prayer request says, my request is to pray for my family and my uncle who is going for chemotherapy. He has a cancer tumor in his brain. I believe that the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Amen. The prayer is going to be for Carlos Reyes Ochoa. That's a prayer request for the family and specifically for their uncle who's battling with a tumor in the brain for brain cancer and currently starting chemotherapy.
God bless you, Brother Carlos, tonight. There is nothing too hard that Jesus cannot do. I'm asking you to put your faith to work tonight, along with hope that the Lord will deliver your uncle tonight in the name of Jesus. I don't see the Obasatalabahasanda. Lord God, go there and touch that man with cancer. My God, on his brain. I know you're able to deliver. I know you're able to give a breakthrough right now. Strengthen that family right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. The burning trials of the righteous, you say, prevail as much. Touch, heal, and deliver tonight in the name of Jesus. Work it out, Lord. Let a miracle be performed upon him, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Believe the Lord with me tonight. I know the Lord is touching right now. My God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for your prayer request. God bless you.
Next caller from area code 225-620. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm from Louisiana. I had an invite.
God bless you, Pastor Moore.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I was calling in to listen to your broadcast.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Shout out to the Lord. My God. Amen. Amen. You just want to listen or did you need prayer for anything, Pastor?
I just called in to listen.
Well, praise
you
the Lord.
You feel
led
to pray for
amen.
Me
by praise
all
God.
Me.
Ma'am?
I said I just called in to listen, but if you feel led to pray for me, by all means.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for calling. I'm calling in and listen, amen. But we will speak a word, amen, that God will continue to bless you in the name of Jesus. Continue to, my God, make ways for you in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The ministry spread like never before in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your mind, body, and soul in Jesus' name right now. We give you the praise for what you have done and what you're doing right now in Jesus' name right now. We claim victory for this mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit upon the Lord. Move, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. And we're going to give you the praise and glory, my God, in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen and amen. Thank you for calling us tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
God bless you, Pastor Palmer. Caller from 323-350. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, my daughter.
I'm so inspired about those inspiring words, Sister Keisha, you was talking about, Katasha. And Bishop, I'm so inspired about those encouraging words you were saying, those scriptures y'all was saying. I'm really related to those. And I'm also in agreement. I'm in agreement with all the prayer requests that's going to go up to the throne of grace. Especially with Sister Keisha and Jackie. I told you I have that continuous prayer request. I'm praying for them souls. That's
all right,
young
all right.
Generation that's got that stronghold on them. That cry out to Jesus, act like they can't cry out to Jesus because of that stronghold. It could be drugs, alcohol, mental illness, whatever it be. I claim the victory of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus over them because Satan can't have our children. And I believe in the word of God because he said if he be lifted up that he'll draw all men unto him. That's why I'm lifting up all them children, all them that's out of the safety ark of Jesus Christ. The ones I don't know well, unspoken uncertainties, I'm praying for children tonight. I'm praying for soul salvation tonight that they cry out to the Lord saying, what must they do to be saved? Only the righteous shall see God. And I'm praying that you know how they say the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are fruit. But then more labors out in the vineyard to reach them lost souls. Bishop, and I'm praying for you and Kitasha as well. Praying for my whole entire family, my husband and his entire family, each and every one of them children, that young generation. I'm praying for those children, my children, all of our children. That's the name of my prayer request. And I'm also praying for this young lady who got to go bury her mother. Here on Friday, I'm praying for those that's grieving over their lost one and everyone that's sick and weak in their body. I'm praying for healing and deliverance on tonight. That's what my prayer request. All the elder saints, you, Bishop, each and every one of us got a little illness in our body. I'm asking the Lord to touch, you know, all of us, all of them down there in Arizona, touch
in
their
Jesus
body. Let the Lord breathe upon us in the name of Jesus. That is my prayer request.
Thank you tonight, Sister Cynthia, and amen. We're going to continue to let this prayer roll on. Amen. In the name of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
He honors and knows everything that you're saying tonight. My God,
yes,
and especially
Lord.
We got souls up before the Lord. We're living in a wicked generation, a wicked time.
Yes, Lord.
My God is still able to snatch folks out of hell tonight. My God, in the name,
in the name of Jesus
tonight, honor my sister prayer tonight. Lord God, we got souls before you, young people. My God, that is disobedient. Young people's Lord, that don't know the way they're blind. Open up their eyes, Lord. Let them know that judgment
word is coming, Lord. Thank God, and
yes,
they got a soul
Lord.
To be saved tonight. I'm asking you to work it out for them in every household, every race, every creed, and every color in the name of Jesus right
in the
now.
Name
what
of Jesus.
Back, my God, what Satan has stole from us in Jesus' name. My God, put strength in your saints, Lord. Put joy back in their lives, Lord. Put power in the difference in the name of Jesus. My God, we're going to give you the praise and we give you the glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now. Work it out. My God, bring families back together. Get them together like never before. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we claim victory for them right now. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank
amen.
You, Bishop.
God
hallelujah.
Bless you.
Thank you, Natasha.
God bless you.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. I don't wish anybody else. So.
Calling from 818-358. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
Well,
I praise the Lord, my brother.
I'm calling for prayer for my family, especially I need prayer for my father. It was eyesight and stuff. I need prayer for myself and my church.
God bless you, my brother. Let's plead to the Lord tonight. Amen. That the Lord will honor prayer tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus. My brother, Lord, is coming asking prayer for himself tonight. You know what he needs, and you know how to work it out for him in the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, he asking prayer for his father in the name of Jesus. His eyes have come to be dim, Lord Jesus, but I know your able is to change him. I know your able is to set him free, Lord. Save him and deliver him in the name of Jesus right now. My God, he asks in prayer for the body of Christ tonight. Touch everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us one mind and give us one accord right now. We rebuke Satan. We bind Satan in every family tonight, in every church tonight. Find God that is calling upon your name. We bind it by the power of Jesus. Set him free tonight, Lord. Set free tonight, Lord. You say, whosoever the Son set free, they are free indeed. Free your people, Lord. Bring them out of bondage in the name of Jesus. No matter what kind of bondage it is, bring them out. Deliver them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, my brother.
No. Yeah.
Hallelujah. The power of the righteous prevailing much tonight. Get on that telephone tonight, amen, and let us pray with you. Amen, that the Lord will continue to answer your prayer. Don't you give up. Don't you dare to give up, amen. Don't you doubt your prayer. If there is a time, amen, that we're living in, fasting and praying is the most valuable thing that we can do right now. Fasting will strengthen you both physically and spiritually. Prayer will lead you and direct you into where the Lord is trying to take you. Have faith in Jesus tonight. Faith is the what? Substance of things that's hoped for. And that's not seen. We must have faith in Jesus. You must have faith in your prayer tonight. You must have hope that the Lord will deliver you.
Absolutely.
We're taking the call tonight. God bless you.
Yes, we are. Praise God for those words, Bishop. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now we have a caller from a black number. Caller from black number, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop and Keetasha. I'm calling for prayer for my parents, Superintendent and Mother Curley, Evangelist Harris. Just want to remember the saints and let them pray to God continue to comfort them in their time of need.
You got something on. You got something on. Can you cut that off?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, sister.
Yeah, I'm just praying for the older saints. Remember my mother, Deacon Janice, as well as Superintendent and Mother Pearlie and Evangelist Parish, Ujima, all the older saints of Greater Old Nation. Pray that God continue to minister and that God continue to strengthen their body, strengthen them in their mind as they go through.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. This is part of our prayer request, amen, for our elder members of Greater All Nation. Amen. As they're going through a test, we pray God will give them the ability to stand and keep on saying yes to his will. No matter what their body may be going through with, they still can give God the glory. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, go there and touch Mother Jennings and give her strength.
In the name of Jesus.
Give her a willing mind to want to be raised up.
Yes, Lord.
Put some authority on her, Lord. Find God in your word. That'll open your word and that'll find God your word. That'll hook in your mission. Let her find peace in your word,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus right now. Find God in Jesus. Raise her up if it's in your will. We give you praise for it right now, Lord. Touch Deacon Jennings right now in the name of Jesus. Find God upholding in faith tonight. Ah, my God,
yes,
my
Lord,
God.
Yes,
I rebuke all the doubt and darkness around his mind tonight. My God,
Jesus.
Let your glory light shine in him. In the name of Jesus right now. I pray for my Evangelist Harris tonight. Oh, that you bring her out, Lord. My God. I can see her in the spirit. My God, shouting tonight. Bring her out in the
name
of Jesus. Bring her out, deliver,
yes,
Lord. Bring her out,
Lord.
Fully whole in Jesus' name.
In the name
I pray
of
for
Jesus.
Superintendent, my God and Mother Pearlie tonight. Oh, Jesus, the prayer is continuing on. It's by your grace.
Yes,
it's sufficient for us.
Continue.
I know your grace is there.
Jesus.
I know your power is there. I know you're keeping it by your strength right now. Heal and deliver
Lord,
right
in the
now.
Name of
my
Jesus.
God, this can belong
right
to us.
Down,
this can belong to us. In
right
Jesus'
now,
name.
Lord, in the name
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name right now, the fervent power of a righteous prevailing much. And I know you're hearing our prayer tonight. And we give you praise in Jesus' name for all kind of deliverance. My God, all manner of thee be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen.
God bless
you,
Jesus. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. What more can he do? Oh, he done laid the foundation. And he done opened up the way. What more can Jesus do? It ain't left up to Jesus anymore. It's left up to you. You. It's left up to you to meet Jesus. Jesus has met our needs. But it's left up to us to surrender and say yes unto him. Oh, I know we're going through, the body of Jesus is going through, but Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. The world is in trouble. But Jesus is our hope. He's our blessed hope. He's the only way out. He's our peace. He's our provider. Call that number tonight. We have a little full time on now tonight, amen. But the Lord, amen, want men to pray everywhere, lifting up not just some kind of hand, but holy hands. Oh, you in Radio Land tonight, if you hear me, lift up some holy hands unto the Lord. If your hands are not holy, repent. My tukies off. And then lift your holy hands to the Lord. So may I say, man, the question, why did Jesus pray?
if he was God. Jesus prayed because he left an example for us to pray. And I mean, he didn't pray. He prayed. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. His sweat dropped over him as great drops of blood. He had to go through. You and I got to go through. You can't just get on there, amen, and say a few mumbling words and think it's all over with. You got to get a breakthrough. My God. Church, come on. The body of Jesus Christ tonight, they need a breakthrough. A breakthrough. And I'm telling you, Jesus here is to give you that breakthrough tonight. Yes, Jesus prayed. What about you and I? If Jesus, amen, prayed and knew no sin, what do you think we got to do? We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And he knew no sin, nor guile was found in his mouth. But he prayed. There are seven reasons why Jesus prayed. The human element is that the man, Christ Jesus, needed the fellowship with the Father. You need to pray to have fellowship. Come on. If you, amen, got fellowship with the Lord, it ain't hard for you to pray. It ain't a one-sided street. He talks to you. This, amen, this is an open communication line. Jesus will talk to you, and you can talk back to Jesus. Let me alone. Wall of partition has been torn down. You can go to Jesus for yourself tonight. We're praying tonight. Oh, for the body of Jesus Christ everywhere. God will open the doors. Bring in salvation. People need to be saved. And I mean saved from their sin. The only way we can be saved, we got to come to Jesus. No man can come to the Father, he said, but by me. We got to come to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. You want to be healed tonight? Come to Jesus. You want to be healed from your sin? Come to Jesus and repent. Peter said, repent. Not some of you, but every one of you. Repent of your sin. Repent. If you want to be completely delivered from your problems tonight, amen, you need to repent. And Jesus will spiritually heal you. My people, Chronicles 7:14, my people, they perish because of lack of knowledge, because of lack of understanding who Jesus is. My people perish. God bless you. We have a call.
That is awesome, awesome words of encouragement. Yet again. So our next caller from area code 661-600, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is to pray for the whole family. Listening to the news, these people flying on the freeway, getting on the wrong way. They say exit, and they're entering the freeway. And it's sad. All these men. 8 accidents, and that could be any of us getting on the freeway with these people entering, you know, on the exit side. Can't, you know, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
They Spanish, can't read, don't understand it, but it's just, it's sad. It's, you know, pray. Pray for us all. Pray for us all.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Priscilla. It's good to hear your voice again. Bro, Lord God, my God, my God.
Turn that thing around, Lord. Turn it around.
Yes.
Death is riding. I know death is riding everywhere. Oh, my God, that those that are entering the freeway the wrong way and causing tragedy, my
yes.
God, stop it in the name of Jesus. Intervene
yes,
there.
Jesus.
Send your angels. Send your word. My
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Send your word.
Yes.
Send your word.
Yes.
Send your word, Lord.
Yes.
Send your word. Send your word.
Yes.
Send them to your people,
yes.
Lord. My God, that some of them
yes.
don't know you yet,
yes.
but it don't mean they won't know you. My God, send your word. Send your word. Turn that tragedy around.
Yes, Jesus.
My God, in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Jesus
right now. Cover them
yes,
under your blood,
Jesus.
Lord. Those that, my God, is
come
in accident.
Jesus.
Cover them under your
Jesus.
Blood, Lord. Cover them under your blood, Jesus.
Jesus.
Another chance, Lord.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus right now. My God, I thank you for my sister that's calling. I thank you for her hearing the voice again. My God, I thank you for her continuing to lift up your holy name. In the name of Jesus, continue to work it out for
yes,
her.
Jesus.
And we're going to give you the praise and all
damn.
The glory belong to you.
Yes,
in Jesus',
Jesus
name. Thank God. Amen. We love you tonight, sister. God bless you.
And we love you, too. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Call it from 310-508. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord, Bishop.
Hey, amen. I'm calling you for prayer for me and my wife. The Lord continue to bless us and lift us up. I had a pretty running day today, but thank God I made it. I had to go to San Bernardino. It was raining hard, and God blessed me to go and come back. And just pray for us so we can just continue to get stronger and stronger in the Lord.
God bless you, my dear, tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Oh, Jesus, my God. This man of God, household of faith tonight, Lord God. Oh, continue to work with it. Continue to strengthen, Lord. Continue to move in his mind and in that body in the name of Jesus right now. My God, let it be a light in the darkness in the name of Jesus. Work it out for him, my God. Let deliverance come in Jesus' name right now. I thank you for him right now. Upholding, Lord, in this last and evil day. Continue to let him be a witness for you. Whatever way he may be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save and sanctify his home. My God, in Jesus' name right now. I claim victory and deliverance for you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. My time is out. Thank you for calling.